Hi, Daddy. How are you? Well, if you're listening to this, it means that you just found the tape and the recorder and the little note written, "Play me." And you did. Good boy, Daddy. You're such a good boy. Yes. Who is my funny bunny wonny? Oh. Wow, Daddy, you know, this morning you were just mad at me, and I don't even know why. Yes, I don't know why. Okay, I know that you say that all started yesterday when you took a nap on the chair and I tied your shoelaces together, and you know, you just woke up and fell down, but you didn't break anything, right? You didn't. You were all right. So it was just a joke, you know, to make you happy. Yes. And I know, Daddy, I know that last night I told you that I would give you a great massage, but it was dark, and I know that I confused the oil massage jars with the pink food coloring. And I know, Daddy, that your back and maybe your neck is pink today because, well, my hands are pink. And goddamn, this can't get out of my hand. I mean, I don't know what to do to take off the pink color of my hands. So I can imagine that you had to work with your pink neck today. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm really, really sorry. I didn't, you know, do it on purpose, please. And yes, I know you were mad this morning when you said, "Make me a coffee." But I made you a coffee, a great coffee, black, hot, just the way you love. But, well, you never said I should deliver for you. Yes, it was your fault. You see that? You see, Daddy, it was all your fault. Yes, I know what you're thinking now. I am an idiot. You always say that. And Daddy, yes, you are an idiot. But I am just saying that because I am a good girl and I have to remind you that. Okay? You are an idiot, but you are my idiot. Funny bunny wunny. Yes. Anyway, I am a good girl, okay? And I will prove you now. You see, this morning you told me to wait for you until you get home. So I am waiting for you in the mall. Yes, Daddy. Maybe I am in the movies or the Starbucks. I don't know. Maybe buying some lingerie or some sex toys. I don't know. Actually, it depends on the time you get home. So you have to call me, Daddy, and tell me that I don't need to wait anymore and I just, you know, get home. And probably you are out of power on your cell phone. Yes, I know. Because this morning you were so mad. So mad, and it was your fault, as I said, but you just forgot your charger on the table. Yes, but see, I am a good girl. I am such a good girl. You'll be proud of me, Daddy, that I just kept your charger so you don't lose it. Yay! Don't worry, Daddy, just go into the closet. In the closet, maybe is in the kitchen drawer or the bathroom. by the vase on the table. Oh my. No, it's not on my bag. Well, Daddy, I don't remember right now, but, well, have fun searching. And I know you you'll find soon. You are so smart, Teddy. You are really, really so smart. Yes. And then when you find, just put your phone, you know, to charge and call me when you can. I know, Daddy, I know that I always say it, but I'm gonna say again, you really should buy an extra charger, okay? Yes, so I will be just as a good girl waiting for you call me so I can get home, okay, Daddy? And then we will have fun. Yes, I hope you feel better right now. And don't forget, Daddy, was all your fault. You can't be mad at me. Alright? Daddy, I love you. And soon I'll be along with you. Bye bye, Daddy. I love you. Oh, Daddy, I just forgot to say that. I hope you don't sat in your black chair. Ah, yeah, probably you did. Well, it happens that I just, you know, dropped a little bit of pen ink, and probably now you just ruined your pants and you spot your butt. So now probably you have a blue butt and a pink neck. Yes, it will be fun. Well, I'll be back in home when you call me. So that's it. Bye. Love you, Daddy.